Joint UN Arab League Special Envoy for Syria, Kofi Annan, told a news conference in Geneva that he wants countries with influence on both sides of the conflict to come together. Annan says more diplomatic pressure needs to be put on Syria to end the bloodshed.
Members of the same organization are taking initiatives, national initiatives, which are undermining the process. And if we can get them to accept that it is only by working together that we can help improve the situation and also help the Syrians, and that if we continue the way we are going and competing with each other, it could lead to destructive competition and everyone will pay a price.
Annan also wants Iran, which has influence over Syria, to be involved in the peace negotiations, something the United States has objected to.
We are discussing the composition and other aspects of the meeting, but I have made it quite clear that I believe Iran should be part of the solution.
The Joint Special Envoy says he will make an announcement next week regarding the contact group meeting he has proposed in Geneva on June 30th, but continues to say the process cannot be open-ended.
The longer we wait, the darker Syria's future becomes. This process cannot be open-ended. It is urgent that our consultations yield real results soon. Otherwise, I fear we are reaching the day when it will be too late to stop the crisis from spiraling out of control.
The unarmed UN monitors that have been in Syria since April suspended their mission in the country Saturday due to a rise in violence, and UN humanitarian aid has also been sidelined by an increase in the fighting. But the head of the mission, General Robert Mood, says observers remain in the country in the hopes of continuing their work, which has now become administrative.
But that does not mean that we are doing nothing. It means that from their team sites, they have view of the surrounding areas, the city. We are also continuing the engagement by telephone with the different parties. And we've also had some patrols going to local hospitals and assessing the situation.
The UN has said that at least 10,000 people have been killed in Syria since the conflict there began more than a year ago. Julie Walker, United Nations.